From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. There's been another hospital bombing in Syria. This time, at least 20 people were killed in an airstrike on a facility operated by the Paris-based medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Zlatan Cihok reports the U.S. is among those condemning the attack.
The United States urged Russia to use its influence to pressure Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks. But U.S. Senator John McCain, a Republican from Arizona, said Moscow is using Syria to test its modernizing military.
Despite Putin's pledged withdrawal from Syria, Assad's forces, backed by Russia, now appear poised to retake Aleppo. Meanwhile, advanced Russian military capabilities remain in Syria, enhancing Putin's ability to project power beyond the region.
Russia denies involvement in the Aleppo hospital bombing and claims a plane from an international coalition dropped the bombs. The coalition air raids are targeting Islamic State terrorists who have used the war to capture a swath of Syrian territory as they strive to create an Islamic State. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
South Sudan government and opposition officials say they're moving closer to forming a transitional government, which is now several months behind schedule. President Salva Kiir's spokesperson says the current cabinet will likely be dissolved any time now. First Vice President Riek Machar is part of finalizing the formation of the transition. North Korea sentenced a Korean-American man to 10 years of hard labor on a conviction of subversion. Kim Dong-chul confessed last month to attempting to steal North Korean military secrets. The week before, Otto Wambier, an American student, was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor for stealing a propaganda banner. This is VOA News. U.S. military has disciplined 16 military personnel, including a two-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan that killed 42. None of those punished face criminal charges, but in many cases, a non-judicial punishment, such as a letter of reprimand or suspension, can effectively end a military career. The airstrike occurred during an intense battle in Kunduz after Taliban militants had seized the northern city. International monitors have told the UN Security Council violations of a tense ceasefire in eastern Ukraine between Kiev and Russian-backed rebels have reached alarming numbers not seen in months, both sides blaming the other for the violations. The Austrian Parliament has approved Europe's strictest asylum laws in response to a migrant crisis. The legislation makes it more difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their family members in Austria. Opposition parties and rights groups have criticized the legislation. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke to Austria's lower house of parliament and told them increasing restrictions on migrants will negatively impact Europe's commitment to international law.
I welcome the open discussions in Europe, including in Austria, on integration. But I am alarmed again about growing xenophobia here and beyond.
Mr. Bond told the Austrian lawmakers they have a moral and legal principle obligation to help those fleeing war, human rights abuses, and persecution. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond has met with Cuban officials to discuss trade and tourism ties, marking the first visit of its kind since 1959. Upon landing in Cuba, Hammond said Britain is ready to strengthen those ties and signed several cooperation agreements on energy, education, and financial services. The Office of the United States Trade Representative has released its 2016 special report on the global state of intellectual property rights protection and enforcement. China remains on top of the priority watch list, although the United States says there are some positive developments. Theft of trade secrets, however, remains a serious and growing problem in China, according to the report. And the world's most profitable company became less valuable this week when California-based Apple reported its first decline in iPhone sales in 13 years. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.